Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In the Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have a very, very special guest, Kiki Palmer, Miss Kiki P. I can't even really put into words how special it is to have her on here. Really one of my favorite interviews ever. I've been following her career so closely and for so long, and I just think that she's one of the brightest stars in Hollywood right now. And she can do it all. She wears many hats, and she's just so engaging, and so she just meets you where you are, and I really, really love that about her. So this is really fun to get some time with her. And we really just went deep on her career, on the huge year that she's had. I mean, 2022 really has been the year of Kiki Palmer. I mean, between Nope, launching Key TV, she's hosting SNL soon. She's just on the cover of The Hollywood Reporter. It's really been a huge year for Kiki Palmer. She has a new podcast. So we went deep on all of that. I talked about her, how music kind of ties into her career at this point. And it was just really fun. I loved getting some time with her. It was really, really special for me. One of my favorite interviews ever. And she was doing a partnership with Doritos, which we touched on. But mostly we talked about her career and this huge year she's had. So keep listening for my interview with Kiki Palmer. And please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you hear your podcasts. All right, so we're here with Kiki Palmer. We have Kiki P rocking the MIC today.
Come on, yes!
Kiki, how are you? Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm loving the bottoms up callback, love. That's giving me everything I need. Come on.
Listen, as somebody, Bottoms Up has been in my constant rotation since it came out in 2007. So I played at my 30th birthday in August. So that's my commitment to you right there.
I love you for this. I love you.
Well, Kiki, I mean, as you can tell, like I've been in your corner for a while, and it's been thrilling to watch you build your career kind of overall, but this year especially has been really special to see. I mean, obviously there's Nope, you just launched Key TV, you have Baby, This is Kiki Palmer, you're just on the cover of The Hollywood Reporter, like the list goes on, but I'm just curious how you are feeling about your year, because it's perhaps the biggest of your career so far.
I feel the same way you do. I mean, I think I've had so many moments in my career where I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happening. You know, from Akilah and the Bee to True Jackson VP, you know, I never knew that I'd have my own show, you know, or be a VP, you know, for that matter. And then the same thing with this, you know, with, you know, evolving, you know, from being a child entertainer to also being an adult in this industry and continuing to be able to surprise myself with new moments and experiences. And it just is such a blessing. It's exciting. I mean, once you've been doing something for as long as I've been doing it, you always get a worry that, man, will I ever get bored of it or tired of it, or will my love for it die out? But that hasn't happened. And so for that, I'm grateful.
No, and I feel like you've just done such a good job of just changing it up for yourself and always having something new and like on the burner. So it's like, how could you get bored? I mean, it's like you can do it all. So I think it's just been so fun, and you've done that so well.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely do try to shake it up a bit, because it's true. It can get dull, but it's like, I love to play in this space, but how many different ways can we play in it? You know, so that's very true.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get more into everything that you've done this year, but we are here to talk about a Doritos partnership that you have that is emanating BDE. So tell me about that. Tell me about why we're here today.
Yes, it's all about Big Dip energy. So I'm very excited to partner with Doritos, obviously, because we all grew up on Doritos. I don't know who doesn't love them for their amazing flavors. But then specifically, we're launching with them their Dorito dips. So starting this month, Doritos is taking dipping to another level. And it's going to be, I mean, it's guaranteed to forever change the way that fans eat. So I'm very excited. We have two cool flavors. We have the Cool Ranch Jalapeno and the Spicy Nacho, which are obviously plays off of some of their most popular flavors. But this is a lot of fun. I mean, I love dips. I need them for everything. So this is definitely due to upgrade any meal.
I am with you on that. And I love to see you getting your bag, not just your bag of chips, but your coin. So there we go. That's how I'm looking at it for you.
Yeah, it's capital T, coin.
There we go. So Kiki, I mean, this is going to air a couple days before your episode, but you're hosting SNL in a couple weeks. And I think there's been a contingent of people online who have wanted this for a while for you. How are you thinking about that mentally? Because obviously, I mean, knowing you, you have so many ideas, and I'm sure the wheels are spinning. So how are you going to come into that week? Because it's an intense week, and I'm sure you're going to meet them where they are too.
It's so true, right? You know, I've been doing sketches on my Instagram page for the longest. It's such a huge part of, like, I think the evolution of my career are all my sketches. And so I definitely have ideas and things that I've been ruminating on, just because I want to be prepared. And I'm obviously an overachiever in that regard. I'm a Virgo and it's just who I am, but I'm also excited to just kind of see what they have for me as well. Like, let's be real. SNL has incredible writers, you know, Lorne Michaels, they have their team and their POV of what they want. So I'm also interested in seeing what they are thinking about for me. You know, I think, you know, it'll just be exciting to be able to see how we come together and create something fun. Cause that's ultimately what I want to do is have fun. Totally. And I want everybody to have fun watching.
Mm-hmm. I went to SNL for the first time last year. One of the most fun things to see as an audience member there is when the host has, like, it's a commercial break and there's maybe a minute and a half for you to get change. And there's a woman who literally will sprint and drag you off the floor. So I hope you're ready. I hope you're running shoes on. Like,
It reminds me of, like, this is what I love. So first of all, obviously, you know, I did True Jackson VP, which is a multicam sitcom, but then also I did Broadway, and that it's its own thing. And I feel like that's literally how SNL is. So for me, I'm really excited to get back into the vibe of quick changes. You know what I mean? And the show is live, you know, it's just that for whatever reason, I must be insane. But that adrenaline for me is like everything.
It's a thrill, I'm sure. Yeah. And it will harken back for you. My one request for you is that you are not the musical guest, but I would love for you to incorporate some sort of music moment for yourself, because I mean, that you're a multi-talented woman. So I'd love to see that.
Thank you so much. I do feel like we have to make a vocal appearance. The vocals have to make an appearance some way, somehow. So
show them off.
Make sure we get that in there.
So your interview with the Hollywood Reporter, your cover story for them was really awesome. And I loved how, you know, it kind of hinged on this idea of, like, Lauren and Kiki and sort of how those overlap, but also how they're also distinct for you. And it kind of reminded me of, I think a couple of people have been talking about sort of personas that they've created for themselves to sort of protect some of their personal lives. And like, something that comes to mind is Paris Hilton. She had a documentary probably a couple of years ago where she talked about how she's created this persona for herself. It's different from who she is kind of in her daily life. Do you feel like there's a pressure to, like, perform Kiki in your everyday life for people, or have you gotten to a place where, you know, you can separate the two, or you can give that moment to people if they run into you, like, you know, at a coffee shop or something?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I have felt that pressure, you know, where people do expect me to be what they see on TV, whether it's the way that I'm dressed or the way that I'm acting, or, you know, how high energy, you know, I'm giving that moment in time. But I think I've resisted that urge as I've gotten older to feed into that, you know, because I just can't give everybody everything they want all the time.
Nope.
So I've just found, I think that's also a part of me wanting to, in many ways, you know, I think, you know, from what I'm doing in general, you know, from what I'm talking about, and also with Key TV, it's me wanting to establish the understanding with my audience and those that are interested in entertainment business, that it's a business, that this is an entertainment career. And part of that is, you know, your performance of being an entertainer. And I kind of want to make that a little bit more of a normalized thing, so that we don't always continuously expect, you know, actors and performers to always be performing, because that is a craft and a skill and something that, you know, you're doing for work. You know, nobody wants to be all on the clock when they're off the clock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And I feel like for you, there's also, like, you've had amazing projects over the past several years, but also, like, you've also had a lot of viral moments that are based on, like, they're based on, like, these, like, one, these little phrases and things that are amazing. I mean, I quote some of them weekly, but, like, people probably want you to say those things or
oh my gosh, all the time.
You know
and
what
it
mean?
Started with the gag is, like, people always want me to say the gag, you know, or people always want me to say sorry to this man.
Exactly.
Like, they're waiting for them. You know, and I'm like, guys, but if I did that all the time, that would be crazy. Well, you know, that's like, I can't go around saying that all the time. That's like, you know what I mean? It's too much. But I do feel the energy of, you know, people wanting that moment. It's like you meeting, you know, somebody, or if I met Eddie Murphy and I want him to say, I got some ice cream, like, Eddie's not going to do
totally.
That.
For you, I think maybe.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Oh my gosh. And also in your Hollywood Reporter story, you know, you talk about how for Nope, you're proud of that project and that movie for more than one reason, for several reasons for yourself. And you cite the work that you've done to get to that point. And it's, I think it's kind of overlooked or kind of underappreciated, like, how much work it's taken for you to get to be able to do a role like that. Can you speak to that a little bit? Because I think that's a really important kind of distinction for people to know.
Yeah, I just think sometimes, you know, and that's the thing about entertainment, right? Is that it all seems like it just happened out of nowhere. Everything seems, you know, just, you know, oh wow, you know, it just happened. It just came to, you know. But I literally specifically, you know, created a space for myself in comedy, because that for me was the way that I was going to evolve the next chapter of my career. I felt like I could do comedy. I had done a little bit of it because of True Jackson VP. I had played a little bit and, you know, different things, you know, from Scream Queens. I did a little sketch on Key and Peele. And so I was starting to figure out that, okay, you know what, maybe I should really explore comedy a little bit more. You know what I mean? And I remember I did a YouTube series called That's the Gag. That was all about, literally the starting point of that series was, you know, it was like a mockumentary of me, Keke Palmer, trying to go from being the child star you knew to this new and improved, you know, evolved Keke Palmer. And the way I was going to do it was through comedy. And I kind of, you know, that manifested reality was like literally something I actively put effort in, from doing my sketches on my page to being a quote unquote a personality. All of that was something that I specifically put time and energy in. And I think it's important to say, not because, hey, you know, this is what I did, but because I want people to know that like everything takes work. Nothing really happens overnight, you guys. And you know, a lot of times that's what we think. We think, oh my gosh, it happened for so-and-so and they just get to da-da-da. No, it's always, especially as an entertainer, or when you're evolving yourself, it's all about taking aspects of yourself and seeing which ones can tell an interesting story for this decade. Totally. What's the story I want to tell? What do I want to give? How do I want to perform? What do I want to give people? How can I be of service within my talents in this regard? And I had to find a new way to present that. And that's what I did. And if I don't think if I did that, then anybody would have even seen me for the role of Emerald. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So in many ways, it was like a 10-year audition.
No, I that makes complete sense. That makes complete sense. And does doing that role and seeing the response that Nope got, specifically your performance, does that, I know that you don't do it for the validation or that reaction, but like, does that unlock something in you? Is there like a relief almost that's like, okay, like people are accepting this from me. They liked it or not. Like I'm curious if
I think I think I'm shocked a lot of times. I think I'm shocked. You know why? Because it's like you've been doing something for so long and then you see someone being like, wow. And you're like, oh, you like that? You know what I mean? Like I'm always like shocked anytime people are gagged by something. It really just, you know, because you don't know. And this is the crazy thing with life is, the things that you think people will gag about, they don't gag about. And the things that people gag about are things you never would have guessed them to gag about. Yeah. So it's always this thing of like, wow, I'm always amazed by what, you know, captured people. It surprises me. So I think more than anything, it's just like, yes, I'm very happy that, you know, I'm so glad people love this work. But then also I'm like, wow, they really felt for that. Like, this is cool, you know, that really hit them in that way, because you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think that shows to me that like, I mean, I'm thinking about the launch of Key TV and the way that you think about things and like the way that the learnings that you're taking from your own roles, but also from different projects and things. Key TV, with Key TV, you're spotlighting the next generation of creators. Can you just kind of explain to people listening or watching, like, is this a production company? Is this a new platform? Is this like a channel? Like, explain what Key TV really, what you really envision for it in the coming years.
Yeah. So Key TV is a digital network, but it doesn't exist in one particular space. It's not like subscription based or something like that. It's free, right, which I think was really, really important to me, especially when, you know, giving a platform to these BIPOC creators, millennial Gen Z creators, people that don't always get a lot of attention, especially when it comes to like just getting a big platform or getting a lot of eyes shined on them. So I wanted to make sure it was easily accessible. So it's available on all platforms. You know, the shows come on YouTube and Facebook Watch. And ultimately it's just an opportunity for me to connect with other people like myself that maybe didn't have the 20 years of experience or the 20 years of being in front of the limelight. And so I'm essentially, you know, handing over my, you know, platform and my eyes and my audience to help also shine a light on their work. And then at the same time, there's also a level of democratizing the education of the industry, because I want people to know that it's not just about being in front of the camera. It's also about being behind the camera and the kind of work you can do to tell the stories that you want to tell. Like, you know, I'm very happy of the career I've had as an entertainer, but it's my positioning as a producer and being an investor in Key TV that's allowing me to actually be on the forefront of telling the kind of stories that I want to tell. And I think that's also why I was excited to partner with Doritos as well, is because they're always working to be diverse and to make sure that their audience is able to have access to them and be a voice out there in many ways. And even with just putting me, you know, in the forefront in that way, it does a lot. It allows other people to see things that they wouldn't necessarily see. Representation and those things, they matter. And you don't, it doesn't happen if there's no dollars behind it. And so I'm grateful for the career I've had so that I can invest in something like this.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And you're paying it forward. You're paving a path for other people who see you as that figure, but it's also allowing you to expand what you do and expand the roles that you can play in these projects. And a lot, probably in this case, a lot of times it's going to be behind the camera. And that's pretty cool to expand that for yourself.
It is. It's like we were talking about earlier when you were saying, Gibson, it's another way for me to continue my love for this industry and my love for this craft, just a different avenue where I get to be in the position of those that came before me and gave me a pathway. I mean, I'll never forget when it was because of Ice Cube that I got my first opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And he was somebody that was a rapper initially, that then became a writer, that then became a producer, that now started doing his own movie. Same thing with Mogul, same thing with Queen Latifah. And those are the people that I grew up watching. So I think it only makes sense that I try and do even a smidge of what they've been able to do.
Mm-hmm. Baby, this is Keke Palmer. That to me, I listened to that first episode with Black China, which was really awesome. And it honestly opened my eyes to certain things that I hadn't really heard in depth talked about. But I also think that that is going to scratch the itch that so many people, some of your fans have, which is just to hear you just kind of riffing and kind of going deep with certain things. And I think that is that going to scratch that itch for you as well, to kind of just like,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, because again, it's another aspect of me, you know, and the whole play on, obviously, Baby, This is Keke Palmer, it came from this very like ironic, silly meme, you know, it's like this undercover thing. And it's like, if you know,
exactly,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
So the name in itself is one thing, but then it also speaks to, it's also satirical in a sense, because it's like, no, baby, this is Keke Palmer. You know what I mean? Where we're going to really be able to talk about a lot of things in a way that you don't usually get to talk about, because you can't talk about it on Twitter. You can't talk about it on Instagram. It's only so much time that you have. The place that you can really have a deep conversation or hear a point of view is on a podcast. So I was very excited to do the episode you're talking about. And I was really excited on the Quinta Brunson episode where we got to talk about sitcoms and multicam work and satire, and how it's changed, how our digestion of satire has changed over the years. And we have a lot of other really fun episodes. I'm really excited. We did one as well talking about if the porn industry has ruined sex for our generation.
Wow.
Just like so many different topics that I'm a curious person. It's just exciting to be able to be in a space where I get to explore that. You know, I did GMA and I did talk shows and stuff like that. And daytime is incredible, but it's one facet. And I think that's the beauty of a podcast, is that it's your own thing and people just get to dive into your world.
Exactly. And I think that it's like the difference between like a daytime show or even Instagram or Twitter. It's like people who are coming to find Baby, This is Keke Palmer, like they're there to listen to all 45 minutes of that episode. And they're there to hear what you have to say. They're not there to be critical or anything. They want to hear it. They want to hear from you. So it's kind of a safe space that you've created for yourself.
It is. I love that you said that, because I think that that's true. You know, that is. Hopefully it just continues to grow into a good family.
So I want to round it out again. I did a bottoms up reference at the top of this call, and you know, you released 2.0 this year with change up lyrics, new music video. I'm just wondering, because I feel like we've talked about all these different things that you're doing kind of in the more like acting, producing kind of personality space, because I feel like music will always sort of be intertwined with you. But how do you think about music as it pertains to your career and looking forward? Is that just always going to be something that like, you can do when you really feel like you have that urge? Or
I think so, because you know, I think for years the music industry tried to make me an artist in the typical sense,
right?
Where it was like, you putting out albums, you know what I mean? And it's like, I think albums are great and I will definitely put out albums, but I don't think it'll ever be in the framework that it usually is for people, you know what I mean? I think for me, the most, you know, this place that feels most authentic is storytelling through music and being able to also attach a visual to that. So I think, you know, I'm very excited about my next project, because I do have a music project coming up, getting ready to drop. And for me, the big thing with that is being able to take those elements that make me uniquely me and add that to the music instead of trying to strip them away, like the music industry so often made me feel like I should. And so I'm excited for this next project, because it's really kind of like, it does put that kind of musical theater, you know, aspect to my work that I think is how my music probably will most likely always exist.
I'm curious to see how that is, because I mean, like, because I noticed sort of what you're alluding to, but like, there are so many songs from over the course of the past, I don't know, like 5 or 10 years for you that I still listen to. I mean, like the Lauren EP, I think is fantastic. I think that showed like a different side to you, like Jealous, yes, and Hands Free. Totally. Like, those are like sexy, good songs. Like, I love those songs, you know? Are there any kind of projects or songs that you feel like are sort of underappreciated in the grand scheme of things for you?
I agree with you that the whole Lauren EP was doing everything it needed to and more. It gave me life. Like, I honestly, and even the whole, like, for me, it's always so weird because, you know, I'm specific about what I do and I'm intentional about what I do, but then also sometimes, like, at the end of the day, God is a better writer than you are. And for me, the storyline of what I've always consistently done in my brand of Keke Palmer, but then what I've been able to introduce as the inside aspect of me, I felt like that Lauren EP was so true to that. Like, when I look back on it, it's like, yeah, I really was letting people in on, like, this is the girl that y'all don't know that deep down I'm saying, you know, I can get into it. You know what I mean? Like, and I just love that I was really in my artistry bag. Like, when I look back on some of my stuff, it just makes me happy because I'm out of that space. And so I'm able to objectively look at the art that I was creating at that time. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I was being so true to myself in this moment, in this time. And it just makes me happy to know, you know, that I can create from that space.
Totally. And I feel like you also, I'm presuming that, like, maybe the Keke that recorded that EP, like, was sort of eager to be looked at as a little bit more grown up and like a little bit more like, you know what I mean?
With that EP, it was totally like, hey, you don't know me. You know what I mean? And I think that is the big thing that, you know, why I called it Lauren was because it's like, this is the person that this is not how I exist on the surface of what you see with Keke Palmer. This is the interpersonal life girl. Like, I'm going through stuff. I'm handling it. Sometimes I'm doubtful. You know what I'm saying? Hands free. Go on, do little mama like you want to. Like, I was, you know what I mean? I was literally.
Totally.
And so I think it was like to your point, it's like, It wasn't even me trying to tell people this isn't who I want you to see that this is me. It was like, hey, if you want to know me, if you want to go a little deeper with me, I'm going to give you guys with this project, I'm going to let you guys go to this part of me with me because this is a side that you never got a chance to see. You know what I mean?
Totally. Oh my God. I love that so much. It's still
in the
rotation.
Go listen to the album again.
There we go. I'm between interviews today. Before we sign off, Keke, where are you calling in from? Is this your closet?
This is my vanity.
I love it. Oh my God. It's so good.
I got my Grease Live Marty on the wall, child.
There we go. Oh my God. Well, Keke, this has been a dream. I've loved chatting your ear off. You know, everyone check out your BDE Doritos partnership that you're promoting today.
And also make sure, you know, obviously to win exclusive Big Dip Energy Kit, because yes, we have the Big Dip Energy Kits. They are decked out with all of the dipping essentials. So fans can simply comment on if you go to Doritos, the Dips launch post on Instagram, with the food they think that they could use with the Big Dip Energy. All they have to do is use the hashtag Big Dip Energy and hashtag sweepstakes. So, and they'll just comment underneath the Doritos launch post and just say what foods that they would use with the dip. And so they can get them the Big Dip Energy Kit.
There we go. Go in that kit. Keke, this has been so much fun. I just adore you. And I can't wait to see what you have up your sleeve. Good luck on SNL. And I can't wait for that next music project as well.
Thank you, Gibson. This was a fabulous interview. You killed that.
Thank you so much. That means so much coming from you. All right. Bye, Keke. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview.